Shit! Oh, fuck. Fuck me. No, you just scared me to death, that's all. And Jesus Christ. Well, I don't usually get visitors up here. Especially not during class hours. Especially not visitors that just pop up around corners. Don't you have somewhere to be? Isn't Miss Ingram's class a little bit too difficult for you to afford skipping out on? Not that I know your schedule or anything, I just... I'm next door, so I just happened to notice. I mean, if I went to the classes, I'd be next door. What of it? Yeah, so what do you want? Don't tell me you came all this way just to find little old me. Or better yet, you up here for a smoke too? Nah. Figured a goody two shoes like you wouldn't be up here for a smoke. Well, we all have our vices, and this is mine. One of mine. Listen, if you're not gonna quit your whining, then at least sit down. I hate you lurking over me like that. I said, sit down. Good. Now I can talk to you like a normal person. If that's what you wanted, then you're wasting your breath. No, I don't think I will be doing that. I think I'll be finishing my cigarette and then probably taking a nap. Well, that's too gorgeous a day to be inside. Yeah, just... If you're not gonna say anything, at least be useful and sit there while I... get comfortable. You don't mind this, do you? Me laying my head on your lap? Well, good. Is that you playing with my hair? No, don't stop. You don't have to stop. Is all I was saying. I was just asking. What's gotten into you? I'm not used to you being this nice. Well, anytime that you come across me, we're usually bickering and arguing, so... So what's gotten into you today, sweetheart? What's different? No, I'm not buying that for a second. First, you skip your favorite class. Just to come and try and find me on the rooftop, and... Now you're letting me just lay in your lap, and to top that off, you're being sweet enough to play with my hair. It's all good things, but coming from you, should I not be worried? Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's not like we haven't known each other for the longest time. No, No, I don't know why we argue so much. You just bring it out of me, I guess. It's too easy to tease you and pick on you. You make it too much fun. Yeah, fun. And of course I enjoy teasing you. Why do I think I do it so often? Just to watch you blush. Yeah. Well, you're not technically wrong, but... But it's not like I do it because I'm feeling mean or anything. I just like watching the way that you get all red around me. Well, it's different from the usual you. The usual you is so, I don't know, confident. Around everyone else, you're all smiles and jokes and laughs, and around me, you just get this serious look on your face, and I don't know, it's like you look everyone else in the face but me, and I guess it gets on my nerves sometimes, so I pick on you. That seems to be the only way I can get your attention. Not that I want your attention. No, it's not, just forget it. Forget I said anything. No, I don't want your attention. In fact, I think I'm getting a little bit too much of it as is. Shouldn't you be headed back to class? Fine, then you keep the spot and I'll find another spot. It's... No, I'm not uncomfortable. It's just, I... Okay, stop. Because you know you've got me red, so stop. Don't act like you don't know what you're doing. Anytime you get even the littlest bit of an upper hand, you always turn things around on me. It drives me absolutely wild. No, you wanted to stick around and have this conversation. Why, is it suddenly different now that I'm sitting up and looking at you? Had more confidence when I was laying down and you were over me, but now that we're face to face, you seem a little more hesitant to pick on me. Yeah, I guess you could say that. Wait, shh. Come here. No, come here, shh. Keep your mouth shut. It's the teacher. They found us. Well, they haven't found us yet if you just keep your mouth shut. Okay, they're gone. Whew. Now, it's one thing... Excuse me. It's one thing if they find me up here, but it's another thing entirely for your reputation. Can't get caught with some delinquent student like me, can you? Yeah, of course I care. Why wouldn't I care? You work really hard to maintain that goody-two-shoes reputation. I'd hate if it all came crashing down because you got caught with someone like me. What do you mean you wouldn't? What do you mean you wouldn't mind? Okay, well, wait. Where's all this coming from? You just kissed me. No, it's amazing. I'm I guess a little shocked and a little confused. I thought you hated me. Really? So all those times you couldn't look me in the eye, it was because you had a crush on me? Well, good. 'Cause every time that I picked on you or teased you back was because I really like you too. Oh no, no, there will be no going back to classes today. Hell, you think after you just kissed me that I'd be letting you just go back to class? You got a lot to learn about me if that's what you think. Come here. I want to show you one of my other favorite spots. A little bit more private, a little bit more secluded. Little less chance of a teacher walking in on us. No, I won't attack you here at school. I'll save that for after school at my place. But that's not gonna stop me from touching you. You have no idea how long I've imagined what you might taste like. Oh, that got you red. What? Having trouble looking at me again? Look at me. Look at me. Good. I love you, sweetheart. I do. I'm not just saying that. I've loved you for years. I just never imagined that you'd ever give me a chance. Keep kissing me like that, sweetheart. You're gonna have trouble on your hands. Yeah, I might not be able to wait until we get home. Don't worry. I'll stay quiet. As long as you can.